Hello.
Hi, Greg. I'm sorry about that. So, Greg, my name is Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. You know, it's Tuesday. Kind of still feels like a Monday, though.
That's right.
So, Greg, I know you've been speaking with my mapping coordinator, Sahak. Did he do a good job of kind of outlining the basics of the program for you?
Yeah, you're just a SEO on Google Maps, but what he said, y'all only do it for one company per area.
Yes. So we do only work with one business per industry per area to maximize the exposure and calls as well as placement that our customers are getting. Okay. So, you know, being Google partners, we have just found it doesn't do anybody any good if we're putting our clients in competition with one another, right? But it sounds like you're kind of familiar with this, though, with SEO.
I've got SEO people working for me now.
Oh, okay. Like in-house people, or is it another company?
It's another company, but they're very small.
Okay. Would you be looking to switch, or are you happy with what you're getting from them? Like, tell me what's going on.
Well, right now I'm waiting to see the result. Like, you know, they pretty well told us it would take 6 months, but I like their system. They only charge per closed lead. They do not charge for any bogus calls.
Oh, so you're paying for leads?
Yep.
So are you doing like Google guaranteed or?
No. It's the individual companies. They can listen to the calls and, you know, tell whether or not you had the opportunity to close a lead. And I don't care about, you know, if somebody calls and we have a conversation on the phone and they just don't go with us because they don't like my attitude or whatever. I don't care. I'll pay for that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, with Angie's and stuff, you get a second or third lead. So literally, Angie's farms their stuff out to three people at the same time.
Okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yeah, we work with a lot of Angie List clients, so I'm pretty familiar with how they work. But I just find it very interesting that they're charging you for leads with your search engine optimization. I've never heard of that before.
I misspoke. It's two different entities. They work on my searching and optimization, and then somebody else does my lead generation. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. I was a little confused. So basically what we're doing, it would be monthly. So we do month-to-month pricing. Now, Greg, but the company you're working with, they're handling your Google Business Profile right now?
Yeah, so right now I'm not allowed to have a Google Business Profile.
Oh, why is that?
They said that when we first tried to do that, they said we were it was something we were in conflict about. They said that we were trying to steal people's information or some stupid stuff. It didn't make any sense. We're a very legitimate company. We're not trying to, I don't care about getting people's information unless they're a customer. But it was related to our website. Our website had a free estimate thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been able to get past that. I don't know. Google won't let us. They won't. Google will not sell me an ad.
Okay. Well, I do see that you have a Google Business Profile. I see that, though. It has, like, 7 reviews and your phone number on it. So
hold on 1 second. Can you hold for just 1 minute?
Absolutely. Take your time.
Sure.
The drink is kind of high.
Yeah, they're going to build that pan up.
Okay. Does it matter?
No, I mean, what kind of high? An inch? 5 inches? 12 inches?
I measure from the concrete, the bottom of the concrete, up to the tile was an inch and a half. And it was about 3 and 3/4, 3 and a half inches. from the bottom of the concrete underneath the tile. You have to fence.
Okay.
From there to the top of the tile was about an inch and a half. From the fence concrete up to the top of the drain, about 3.5 inches.
So you're about an inch and a half above concrete? It's 3/4. Should be fine. Is it glued?
No, sir, because I just wanted to
double. I mean, what part of it's not glued? So, glue your 290s looking up, or glue where you got a 90 looking up, and just leave it right there. Set the drain on top of it.
Don't glue, don't dust in there anymore, whatever.
Well, you shouldn't have a dust when you got a street 90, right? Looking up.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't leave it like that so that tile guy, if he wants to give it a little bit more, a little bit less, you should have some flexibility in that travel anyhow, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Okay.
Do y'all have the boards mounted?
Yes, sir. I just got those measurements.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, when you walk into a shower pan, you always slightly step up, right?
Right.
Usually about 2 or 3 inches.
Right.
And so they'll build a pan inside there. It don't just sit on that concrete.
Right.
All right. You there, ma'am?
Yes, I am. Yeah, no, no worries. I know
so
you're a pretty busy guy.
So you're saying that I've got a deal with seven. Yeah, you're right. I should have about seven. But here's the deal. If you try to leave me a review, do you leave reviews often?
I don't, no.
So you're a non-Google user. I'm okay with that. It doesn't matter. Some people do it. Some people don't. I know you're in the industry, but it doesn't matter. So because you're a non-Google user, if you try to leave me a review, it will not post.
Really?
Okay. Yes. One of those reviews on there is mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, with some misspelling. But then there's a few of them that are paid for, and there's a handful that are organic. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because I should have at least 20 more reviews, 5-star reviews. That's all we get is 5-star reviews. I'm not trying to boast or do anything, but it's actually just a script. So if you say the right words, they'll either give you a 5-star or they'll call my complaint line.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's something that we can definitely work on. Mostly I was just asking because if somebody is working on your Google Business profile already, then there's really nothing I can do unless you were looking to switch. Because you can't have more than one person, Greg, working on your Google Business profile at a time.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, because y'all have conflict with each other or something.
Well, it's just you need to give one company access to your Google Business profile. And, and it can create a conflict through Google, potentially, if you have more than one person working on it at a time.
The girl that's working on it now, super nice, and I couldn't imagine her having conflict with anybody. But I could see where Google would be like, oh, y'all are doing something screwy. We don't understand it. We're not going to allow it.
Right, exactly.
So far, I've had her on for 60 days, I think. So I feel like I need to give her a fair enough chance, which for me, SEO, the chance is at 6 months. I should be able to see some good, solid results at 6 months, right?
Well, industry standard is 60 to 90 days. Because we're partnered directly with Google, Greg, we're able to do that in half that time. So we're able to get you results in 30 to 45 days. Let's see.
What does that mean, partnered with Google? Several of y'all call me and tell me that. What does it actually mean?
So,
because when I think about a partnership, that means you own part of the company, and I know you don't own part of Google, so.
No. That's not it. If you go to Google and search Google Partners, you can look it up and find businesses that are directly partnered with Google. Basically, what that means is that those companies have demonstrated the results that they're getting for their clients, spent a certain amount of ad spend for clients. They're you know, doing the work basically that Google is looking for. So they give them special privileges, like, you know, they have access to the algorithm. They actually will go into, you know, the Google partner's office and train them. So it's basically like they're hiring out people to help them with advertising, pretty
so
much.
So you're almost a subcontractor of Google.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying if I went with you, you can rank me on the front page of Google Maps in 60 days for how many keywords in Shreveport Bossier?
Up to 15.
Up to 15.
Yeah.
And this would cost me a month.
Well, so for if you just wanted to do the map section, we have a package I can go ahead and do for you for $199. Month to month, that would include the map section. We also submit your company with all the popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We put you on Bing first page, and then we get you exposure to mobile devices because that is different programming. So we'll get you on iPhones, Android, tablets, voice-activated systems like Alexa. Now, we do
You're talking about where my stuff pops up when we're looking at the Weather Channel or something?
Yeah, yeah. So if you say, like, Alexa, find me a plumber, right, then you'll be somebody that'll be popping up. Or, like, on iPhones, it would be on the Apple Maps, and then, you know, Androids would be on Google Maps. So we would get you on those sections. But then also we do have a platinum package, which includes Facebook ads, which is just a great way of retargeting. Basically, if anybody looks for plumbing anywhere online and go to Facebook, you'll be an ad that will be popping up in their news feed. So that package I can do for $299 month to month. And then we do have a Google ad package. Instead of paying for clicks, we manage that for the month, and that would be $499 month to month.
And what do you mean you manage that per month?
So... we take on the ad spend for the month and a lot what that so basically from the $199 package to the $499 package, that extra $300 is directly going into your ad spend for the month. So we take on that pay per click and use it for your ad spend for the month.
So I can't get clicked out?
No.
That's what you're doing is protecting me from clicking out.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you email me these quotes? And look, I realize if I come back to you in 6 months, these prices could be completely different. I'm not worried about that. I just, what you're describing to me, well, maybe because I don't have much patience. I haven't talked to anybody else this long, but you're describing a better package than what I've been hearing.
Well, it's funny. I find you to be incredibly patient. you don't seem like the type of guy that's not very patient. But, you know, I just want to say, Greg, it's not so much even about the pricing. No matter what, I can always work with you on price, but it's just more about the availability, you know. And with plumbing is such a popular keyword online that, you know, so many people are looking for plumbing on Google and other platforms that those listings just tend to fill pretty quickly. So that would be the only thing, is it's not so much about the cost as much as the availability.
Oh, what you're saying is if I call you back, somebody's probably already got this spot.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing, because it's just first come, first serve. So, I mean, I've seen, you know, listings take up to a week to fill, but I've never seen a listing take 6 months to fill.
I got you.
Yeah, that would just be a really long time.
Because your guy is he's just going to go down every plumber listed in the area until somebody bites.
Well, so we have about 20 people that actually make phone calls out to, you know, a particular listing or industry and area when it becomes available. So our inventory department, they compile a list of companies for the mapping coordinators to be able to call. And then once they find somebody to send over to me, either, you know, we get it closed and get you, locked in, or once we disconnect, if it's not closed, then it'll just continue calling out until the listing is filled.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless
you ask me to hold it, which I can do for, about a day, but I can't really do it. I definitely can't do it for 6 months. my boss would, have a fit if I tried to do something like that.
We really just can't do anything right now because we're committed to somebody else.
Okay. I mean, so are you in a contract with that person? Did you sign a contract?
No, I'm not in a contract with them. I'm in a verbal agreement with them. And
okay.
My word is my word.
Yeah, I get that. I'm the same way. So your verbal agreement with them was for 6 months?
Yep.
Okay.
And because I'm thinking about my budgeting and stuff, I'm not saying, that's unshakable, but I am saying right now, I'm not going to do anything with it.
Okay, that's fair. Well, at least, what I can do, Greg, is I'll send you my extension and phone number, okay?
Yeah.
And then if, you think about me, you need to do some advertising, just reach out to me directly, and I'll see what I can put together for you, okay?
Okay, because you can do other stuff than the direct SEO.
Well, I mean, yeah. So we do, again, we do have the Google Ads. We also can do Google Guaranteed, which would be something entirely different. You could still do what you're doing with your current company. And you can also do Google Guaranteed as well. I mean, have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so Google Guaranteed, Greg, it is a lead generation service, okay? But the major benefit in the leads is that they're only sent to you. You don't share them with other companies. And if they're calling out about something you don't do or outside of your service area, you'll actually be credited back for that lead. So now it's called Google Guaranteed because Google is guaranteeing your work. So they offered the client up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you, and they're saying you're a reputable company. Okay, so you just have to be licensed and insured for that. I'm sure you're licensed and insured, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. I would assume so.
It's probably extra. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
No, no problem. Again, I know you're busy. If you ever need me to just pause, just, let me know. I can wait. Is this something that you might see value in Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, so if you would go back over that with me real quick.
Absolutely. So, Google Guaranteed, it's a lead generation service, okay? But the major benefit in the leads, Greg, is that they're only sent to you. You don't share them with other companies, okay? So with Google Guaranteed, you actually, if they're calling out about something you do not do or they're calling outside of your service area, you'll actually be credited back for that lead, okay? So is that something you would see value in?
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, switched over to Bluetooth.
No, you're
okay, fine. So, and is that pay per month or pay per lead or?
Okay, so that's a great question. And actually, you're pretty lucky because typically this is a lot more expensive than than I've seen with other industries. But for your area and your industry, it's not too bad. So basically, it is a pay per lead. So for the, you have to pay a $250 application fee. This is a one-time fee. You never have to pay again. The application does take about 4 to 6 weeks to process. After
crap.
That, yeah.
Holy crap.
it does take a little bit of time, okay? But this will put you at the very top of Google, right? Right under the search bar, okay? And then you have the ability to turn on and off your leave. Now, with Google Guaranteed, after the first month, or after the application is processed, you have a minimum monthly budget, okay? So your minimum monthly budget would be $192. You would only be paying $1,467 a lead. Now, this would be 13 leads. That allows you, for your minimum for the month, that would be 13 leads. So the following month, let's just say you only take on one lead for that month, then you would only pay, the following month, you would only pay $1,467. Okay? So you have to keep that minimum monthly, but, yeah, I mean, it's really not bad. $1,467 a lead is pretty good. I mean, I've seen plumbers in the U.S. that have had to pay, like, you know, up to $40 a lead for this particular service. So, whatever reason, it just happens to be, you know, not too bad in your area for plumbing. So, yeah.
$14 a lead.
$1,467, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you mind sending me that information?
Yeah, so I don't actually have the ability to send the numbers. I do have, like, a templated email for the Google Guarantee program. but if you know, we did get you signed up, we would send you everything in writing after we get payment. So everything would be sent to you in writing. And then I would set you up for a client interview for this particular program. The Google Guaranteed program, the client interview, it takes about, you know, maybe 20 minutes. Then we'll just send you out the application, and then you'd wait the 4 to 6 weeks. You wouldn't pay your minimum monthly until after the 4 to 6 weeks.
Right. All right, I do need, and I generally cover all these bases by myself, but we're having some budgeting fun this month, and I need to contact her. I am interested in this because, and this is not dependent on the area, like whatever y'all do well. I guess the question, so that 14 bucks a lead or whatever it is, how does that fluctuate?
It doesn't. It would stay that. So it would stay the $1,467 per lead. So if you get like a higher paying job, you know, whatever it may be, it would always be that $1,467 a lead. The only time it would be more for your minimum monthly is if you wanted to add more. So, let's just say, like, you wanted to do, let's just say, you know, 40 leads for the month, right?
Right.
Then that would be $783 for that month.
Okay, so, but it's still the same price per lead, just the total bill would obviously go up because I'm getting more leads.
Yes, absolutely. So, if you get more than 13, then it would go up. But otherwise it would, the minimum monthly would be that $1,467 with the, sorry, one second. So it'd be the, hold on. I just had it up, but sorry, somebody else is using the spreadsheet right now. So it'd be the, hold on, 11, right. $192. So it'd be the $192 for the first month. I mean, typically people only start when they, the first month with the minimum monthly, but you know, it, if you run through all 13 of those leads, you definitely can up it the next month.
Oh, see, but you can't do it mid-month or anything.
You know, I believe you can if you just wanted to add more money into your ad spend for the month or for the lead spend for the month, I believe you definitely can. So if you ran out of those 13 leads, like, in the first couple of weeks, then I definitely don't see any problem with you being able to add more to get more leads, even if it was the middle of the month.
Okay. Well, but the first step in that is to pay the $250 to get the
application.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yes. So basically, if you need application for the insurance, the licensing. The great thing is your Google Business profile already has 7 reviews. You typically have to get 5 5-star reviews. But since yours already has 7 5-star reviews, then that shouldn't be a problem. But either way, I bet you wouldn't have a hard time doing that. Then you have to do the background check. All face-to-face employees have to do a background check. Now, this doesn't mean people that are doing the work for you. It just means people that are actually talking to the customers. So that's typically usually just the owner, unless you have, like, a secretary or something like that.
So everybody that talks to the customer for a sale?
Yes. Has to do a background check. But typically that's just the owner. Unless you have people that are... you know, working for you like a secretary sometimes might do that, right? But it's just people that are actually talking to the customer. So this doesn't mean like people that go to do the work and say, hi, you know, how are you today? You know, it really just means that people that are actually picking up the phone to talk to the customers every time they call in for the lead.
And that person has to do a face-to-face?
No. It just would be a background check. So all face-to-face employees.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fine. That would be me. And I'm assuming the only thing that would disqualify you from that, like if that's some kind of violent crime or sex-related stuff or something like that.
Right. I mean, DUIs are all right. If people know things happen, DUIs that pass, stuff like
no,
that.
No, I'm not. I've never been convicted of anything.
Oh, then you're fine. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it,
yeah.
Greg.
When I was young, I got some charges, but I've never, I don't know how, but I've never been convicted of anything.
That's not a problem. I'm sure if anything, if it, you know, you were under 18, it probably was expunged anyway, right? So.
Well, I'm in under 25, but.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, it doesn't matter. I've been in the military. I've had security clearances. I work on a local Air Force base. I don't see any problems. The question is, if I hired somebody to answer the phone, would that come back up?
Let me ask. I'll ask real quick. Hold on. I've never actually had anybody ask me that.
That's fine. So I thought you shot me this text over, and if I wanted to go forward with that, I could the 714 number, I can text that number, or do I need to just contact you at the 877 number?
You can absolutely text me back on that number. And you can
read the
877 number.
Okay. I'm assuming that's your cell number. I'm not that guy that's going to abuse your cell number. I would just text when I was ready to complete this thing. Because I need to speak with my wife about it. And I would like to go ahead and do the background thing and just get that going. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to close that today.
Okay, let me go ahead and I'll send you an email, though, that at least shows you how the Google Guaranteed program works. What's your email?
That'd be great. It's greg@platinumplumbingsbc.com.
Okay. SBC? SBC, right?
Yes, Sierra Bravo Charlie.
You said Gmail, right?
No, it's greg@platinumplumbingsbc.com.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, Greg is actually my uncle's name, so I don't think I'll forget that.
There you go.
Okay, so I'll send this over to you right now, Greg. And you know what's funny, too, is my uncle was actually in the Air Force, so that's kind of...
Oh, I was actually in the Army, but... Here local, we have an Air Force base that's big business.
Oh, really?
But all I was saying though is after I got out of the service, I did a lot of work out there, so I had to go through
background,
all their stuff. Yeah, because you got to have a background just to just to go through the gate.
Yeah, right. Makes sense. So, but about your question though, I did ask. He said technically yes, but you should be fine without having to do it if they add someone to on the background check for Google Guaranteed. It would be included in your application. So you wouldn't have to do that again, right? That would all be included if you did hire somebody.
I guess.
So. Okay, so you want to talk to your wife. When do you think might be a good time to follow up with you?
I knew that was coming. I don't know. How about this Tuesday? Let's just do next Tuesday.
Okay. All right, no problem. And if anything comes up before then, just go ahead and let me know, okay?
Yeah, I will. And you sent me your information. You're going to send me an email.
I did. Yes. Sent that over. It also has my information in it as well, but you can always text me back and I'll receive that directly, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, Greg, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You know, I really hope we can get this set up for you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.